Welcome back to the Action Ignited podcast with your co-hosts Jason Hogarth and Izam Hadahat. For those tuning in for the first time, this is our Actionable Insight series where we bring you a bonus episode, including the powerful quote of the day. Let's kick this thing off.
Today's quote is, "Success usually comes to those who are too busy to be looking for it," by Henry David Thoreau. All right, man, where does this one take you?
I think it's the theme we've talked about in the past about mastering showing up is so important, because when he talks about doing this busy work, essentially, we're busy moving towards the right direction where we don't have to stop and think, hey, where's the finish line? How far am I? How much more do I have to do? And those are some things that really stand out, because it's so easy to, you know, as you're moving forward, to look at the rear view mirror as you're going, hey, is there anything around me that's going to stop me? When we do have so much space in front of us to just keep going and keep pursuing what we're looking to accomplish, I think that's the most important thing from this.
Yeah, I think it's not just mastering showing up. It's mastering showing up for the right activities. So it's, you know, not just being busy for the sake of being busy, but doing the things that are high value, high leverage, and are moving you towards your goals, not, you know, spending 3 weeks deciding on the official pen of your company, right? It's deciding on things that matter. It's where it's like branding. How do I want a message? How do I want my customer to feel when they walk out of my business or my service? How do I want my friends and family to feel after they hang out with me for some time? Right. So it's being intentional about what you're actually doing. And when I think of it, like in the business sense, for me, just to relate to some out there that maybe work in the sales career, it's not coming in and just having your calendar be busy for the sake of being busy, not getting pulled in a bunch of different directions to where you can't focus on anything, but it's having dedicated time where I'm doing my demos, right? And then I have my cold calling blocks where I'm really focused during that time to make sure I'm getting the dials out that I need to make sure that I'm building the pipeline I need to hit the goals that I have set for myself. So it's not just being busy for the sake of being busy. And you have to be really transparent about yourself of, does this really move the needle towards what I defined as success? Or am I doing this because it's the easiest thing I could do on a daily basis, but also nets the lowest results?
You know, too, sometimes we look at, hey, success is going to be when I get this validation from other people, whether it's from social media likes, whether it's from more follows, whether it's from hearing and seeing things that don't necessarily move the needle, like you said. Like true success, you'll know what that is for you, whether that's individually or as a business or as in your workplace. But sometimes it's easy to look at and I guess score the wrong things as success. So even Jason's point of, hey, I am keeping myself busy doing X and Y, maybe those things are taking away actual valuable time to get you to that success, however you rate it. But then again, how are you rating your success? There are different ways to rate success. You want to make sure you're doing it the right way towards either what you believe individually or, you know, is, I guess, the path for that. You know, way that you're going, direction you're going.
And that's a wrap for today's Actionable Insights series episode. Appreciate you all for tuning in today. Share it with a friend if it resonated with you. And until our next full-length episode, stay ignited.